This is U.S. National Political Daily Scan, August 15, 2026, from What's My Politics. Here's what happened and why it matters to you. The biggest immediate federal fight is now at the Supreme Court, where the Trump administration wants permission to keep building the White House ballroom while its appeal moves forward. Election rules, trade policy, and two closely watched special elections also have firm dates coming up in the next 10 days. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1, Debate Spotlight. Supreme Court asked to let White House ballroom construction continue. On Friday, August 14, the Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to pause a D.C. Circuit ruling that would halt construction of the planned White House ballroom. The appeals court said Congress had not authorized the project. Its ruling is set to take effect August 21, unless a higher court intervenes. Chief Justice John Roberts gave the preservation groups challenging the project until Tuesday, August 18, to respond. What to watch? Watch for the challenger's response on August 18 and for a Supreme Court order before August 21, when the appeals court pause is due to end. Headline 2. Mail voting order remains blocked while Supreme Court stay request sits pending. A Boston federal judge this week again barred the administration from using the Postal Service to carry out parts of President Trump's election order for the 2026 midterms. The administration's separate emergency request asking the Supreme Court to lift lower court restrictions remains pending. The court docket shows filings through August 3rd, but no order as of August 15th. What to watch? The next major development is a Supreme Court order on the emergency application. Congress is also in a scheduled Senate state work period through September 11th, limiting near-term Senate floor action on the administration-backed voting bill. Headline 3. Additional duties on listed Canadian goods are due to start Tuesday, August 19th. The White House proclamation says an additional 50% duty on listed Canadian dairy products begins at 12:01 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday, August 19th. Separate July proclamations also cover specified Canadian motor vehicle and alcohol-related goods. These are product-specific duties, not a 50% tariff on every Canadian import. What to watch? Watch for U.S. Customs guidance, Canadian retaliation or negotiations, and any new court action over the administration's tariff authority after the duties take effect August 19th. Headline 4. California's 14th District will elect a House member on Tuesday. California's 14th Congressional District holds its special general election on Tuesday, August 18th. The district is entirely in Alameda County, and the election fills the House vacancy left by former Representative Eric Swalwell's resignation. What to watch? Watch turnout and the initial vote count after polls close Tuesday night. California can continue counting mailed ballots after Election Day if they are returned on time under state rules. Headline 5. South Carolina's Republican Senate runoff is set for August 25th. South Carolina election officials list a statewide Republican U.S. Senate runoff for Tuesday, August 25th, after the August 11th special primary. The special nomination process was triggered by the death of Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican nominee. The winner will appear on the November 3rd general election ballot. What to watch? Early voting runs August 19th through August 21st. The runoff itself is August 25th, followed by the November 3rd general election. Now let's slow down and look more closely at today's top story. Debate Spotlight. Supreme Court asked to let White House ballroom construction continue. We started with what people are paying attention to, then checked the facts against trustworthy reporting and official records. Welcome back. Today's story is about presidential power, congressional control of federal property, and court oversight. Debate Spotlight. Supreme Court asked to let White House ballroom construction continue. On Friday, August 14th, the Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to pause a D.C.
Let's stick to this presidential power, congressional control of federal property, and court oversight story specifically. My first question is simple. What does this actually cost, and who ends up paying for it? Every time Washington reaches into something like this, it's usually working families who foot the bill.
Staying right there with you on presidential power, congressional control of federal property, and court oversight. I hear that cost worry.
But look at what's already happening here. On Friday, August 14th, the Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to pause a DC...
Sure, but think about the stakes on this exact issue. This is about more than one building. The case tests how much a president can change a major public site without a specific vote by Congress, and whether courts can stop work while that question is decided.
On this one, local groups alone can't cover it. This is about more than one building. The case tests how much a president can change a major public site without a specific vote by Congress, and whether courts can stop work while that question is decided.
Fair point on scale, but sticking to this story, my worry is who ends up in charge of it. Give this particular presidential power, congressional control of federal property, and court oversight plan too much power, and it's awfully hard to undo later, even when it's clearly not working.
That's a fair check to keep on this exact plan. I'd add reviews and expiration dates so this specific effort doesn't run on autopilot. The goal here isn't a permanent program, it's solving this one problem.
Today's What's My Politics feature. Take the free political profile quiz to map your views across economic, social, foreign affairs, and environmental questions. Now, back to the briefing.
Back to it. Here's where I'd land specifically on this. Cap the cost, name who's accountable, and put a deadline on it. If it's working, fine, renew it. If not, let it expire instead of becoming forever.
I don't hate that, staying on this same plan. I'd just add one thing. Make sure the people this presidential power, congressional control of federal property, and court oversight story actually affects get a real say in whether it's working.
I can work with that for this specific case. My bottom line is still, prove that a smaller, local fix can't handle this before reaching for the biggest tool.
And my bottom line on this one is, don't let wait and see become an excuse to leave people hanging. Watch for the challenger's response on August 18th, and for a Supreme Court order before August 21st, when the appeals court pause is due to end. That's the real test here, not which side wins the argument today.
Can't really argue with that. Watch what actually happens with this, not just what people promise.
Exactly. Thanks for sticking with us on this one. It's exactly the kind of story folks should keep watching closely.
That's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan. Follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, and make your own call.